You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yep, it's Wednesday and the troublemakers are here.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. I'm in trouble.
Oh, my Lord. Today's show is brought to you by Bologna & Malukian LLP, personal injury law firm, fully staffed service law firm. They're the best. They work for you. See Hike, Ashat, Vahe, Ani, Armand. They get it done. Hit them at 818-INJURY-8. Speaking of lawyers, you know Kim Kardashian is studying to be a lawyer.
Are you serious?
We'll get back to that later.
Oh my God.
We'll get back to that later.
She found her calling and it wasn't a dick. Okay, I'm happy for that.
And our next sponsor is
through the dicks.
Okay, Loyalty Auto Groups. They make dreams come true. I saw them today drop off two Benzos and a Hyundai. They go your low range, your high range. If it's your dream car, they'll get it done.
If it's a Honda Genesis, that ain't low range. Don't be talking shit about Hyundais.
I wasn't talking shit.
All right. You said low range and high range.
I didn't say the Benz could have been low range Benz.
Okay. Because if it's a Genesis, they're manufactured
Genesis
separately.
Genesis is very nice.
Yeah, they're manufactured separately. It's the luxury version, y'all.
And you can reach my boy Sarkis, Hyro, Art, and the rest of the gang at 818-200-0333. Let's get to the business.
He's wasted. Sorry.
So, wait a minute. Let me see that name.
Okay, so first, I don't know if I should apologize. So anyway, there's a Texas man that was charged last week or the week before with punching the black woman. And I think CBS News wrote a post about it, and I made a little joke that after the charges were dropped for her because she did assault him, that I said, can we go ahead and charge her parents? And then some Caucasian lady got offended. I'm not being racist. I was just being descriptive.
The name is La Dejanique.
I don't even know how to pronounce it,
That
spell
is a funny
it.
Name, though.
But all I said was like, hey, can we go ahead? It was a joke. I'm a comedian. I said, hey, can we go ahead and charge her parents with naming her that name? And, you know, I got like 80 likes, but that one lady was like, you shouldn't talk like that. Yeah, she told on me. This lady said, you shouldn't talk like that and have your job listed. Man, I got to go get her name.
Whoever you are, call up the show.
Yeah.
Call up the show. You can call us at 323-203-0815. Call the show.
She said I was a disgrace to LA Talk Radio, that he would employ somebody that would make fun of someone's name. I'm black. I made fun of her black name. Sorry, we could do that.
Yeah. So she knows her name's funny.
She knows her name is funny.
Because there's like 8 vowels in her name.
Yo, seriously. For real. It has an accent, a French accent. So, Le Dajanique Lee, if you got offended and you saw my post somehow, I apologize. It's just a joke.
How did they decide to put the L in front of her there with hyphen?
They probably just call her Lili. That's what I would do.
I think they call her Dejanique. I think they call her Dejanique.
Or Dej. Yeah, her name is so unique. You could make like a few.
You can make about 3 names on her name.
Dej. Yeah,
I would just call myself John. L. That L is sick by itself.
Yeah, but I would do Lili.
Lili?
I think that's dope.
Lili's cute.
So some lady told on me. She told my boss that I made fun of someone. It's
is
not
Lili
defamation.
The one got in the fight with the guy?
Yeah.
Obviously, Lili's a little ratchet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm sorry, and I will still stand by my thing. You know, I'm going to be like Kevin Hart. I'm going to apologize for making fun of the girl's name, but I'm not going to apologize for trying to be funny. I was trying to be funny, and I didn't make fun of, like, gay people or minorities or anything. I'm black. I figured I could make fun of a black girl's name.
It's the 13 vowels.
I would have never made fun of a white girl's name.
It's
the
13
vowels. Names. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's why my mother named me Tina Brown, because they was going to name me Ernestina, and my father was like, no, because he went through drama. His name is Rutherford.
My name is Casey Wren. My first name is Casey Wren. Middle name is Edson Gale.
Casey
Wren, Edson. And when they get mad, like, Renford.
Gale. So, I didn't really mean to make fun of her, but I thought that was just hilarous. I was just being silly and goofy, but this lady's trying to get me fired.
She probably has an interracial child.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, there you go, being sensitive. Whatever. LaDajanique ain't care. She don't give a shit. She in a paper, so she don't give a shit. She got her little 15 minutes. She don't give a fuck.
I don't know why.
But that guy, he got charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. First of all, you know she is gangster because he had a gun around him and she still hit him.
Oh, she's
super gangster. So I'm like, oh my God. So
calling her Yeah. She got a. They, I don't know what they made her name. Is like Danger.
LaDajanique. Yeah, I don't know. But yes.
That L is ill. I don't know how you come up with the L.
No,
and
then some people started laughing. So I was like, on a serious note, she must have had hell trying to learn how to write that. Like, my name is just Tina.
Can you imagine spelling that?
Brown.
What did the teacher say? I'm gonna say this wrong, but it's
That's how. And you should not name your child a name that when people go to recite it, that they go, "Oh, I know I'm gonna say this wrong." Because I went through that. My son's name is Damani. They called him Damien, Damani, Del Monte. My grandma calls him Del Monte. Nobody can get this name right.
Oh, I see where you get the Lily from.
Yes, yeah, so I was like Lily.
I don't know why you would do
it. LL. Ooh, they could call her LL.
This is going to sound.
Ain't nobody was.
I think.
LaDajanique, you go back in your room and go to bed.
Nobody I think doing all that. She didn't know who the baby daddy was between two dudes. And she put the combined two news names right there.
See, now you're going to get in trouble. I hope that lady's listening.
I'm just saying.
She was like, it might be that dude, Damon. It could be John. Or it could be, because I have a friend named IQ, the IQUE. It could be my friend IQ, LaDajanique. Okay. So
that doesn't even
know.
Go with Lee, though. Well, how you get that name and then you can say Lee?
Yeah, you'd be like,
Lee.
Yeah, so I'm sorry I made fun. So sorry. I don't want no beef.
I think we should, this could be a whole show topic, like, spell LaDajanique.
Yes. Or wait, you ever seen Patrice O'Neal? He was like, yo, if somebody had a gun in my head and said,
oh, yeah,
spell banana, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Like, well, I'm going to kill your mama. Yeah, mama, you know I love you.
Look me in the eye.
B-A-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N.
Patrice O'Neal is one of, probably.
The funniest.
He needed more.
I'm
every time I see him, I'm like, I still watch him like, he's so funny.
I have that on DVD. My homeboy so Dean gave me that DVD. It is the funniest thing I have. My father watches it. Everyone, we all have our own DVD. You can't share it.
And you know,
you
he's still kind of underground to this day.
Well, you know, he.
Yeah, I know he passed.
Oh, so you're just making fun saying he's still underground because he is literally underground.
I think he should be. Okay, Sam, come get Tina. I just
don't
think
be
he should be larger.
Quick.
I think he should be. He's
he was
funny.
Very large. Kevin, see?
Kevin Hart says he should. He would be.
No, seriously.
Kevin Hart thinks Patrice O'Neal, if he's alive, would be him taking
really?
Kevin Hart's
role. Really?
Did
he say that? I love that Kevin said that.
Kevin
he's
said
so
he's so much funnier than
I think Patrice is on his way, like doing a show, and he knew
was he a diabetic?
He was talking about it. He was talking.
Yeah.
One of his last shows,
he was
like, I know I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Like,
was...
You kind of thought it was a joke, and then like a few months later, you were like, what? He really did, but he's so. Family of Patrice O'Neal, we're not making fun of Patrice. He is the funniest person
he had a podcast
that I know
really good
and
too.
Don't know. Like, the funniest dude for.
Yeah, he would be all over LaDajanique.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's comedy. Like, come on. Fucking take your panties out of a bunch or whatever they say. So, yeah, so what's the deal? What's the deal, Casey?
How was your weekend?
My weekend.
It's always ladies first.
Ladies first. Ladies first. I got a little cold.
Ladies first.
Queen my week, I didn't do nothing. Wait, how dare I say I didn't do anything? It was my cousin Madison's 11th birthday, and we did it at Universal City.
Oh, you are much better than me.
And we got a discount, you know, because black people don't pay full price for nothing. So, yeah.
So how many people went to this
11-year? Five of us. Yes, and they exhausted
the fuck out of me. Universal Studios
these days? I had to take a day off the next day. I know I'm getting old. All that walking, I literally had to take a day off.
Magic Mountain. Try Magic Mountain now.
Oh, my friend wants me to go to Magic Mountain this week.
I can't do it.
That's too.
It's got to be off-season with no high school. I mean, schools are in. I want no kids
there.
Oh,
he asked me to go on a Sunday, too. I'm like, let me respond to that. Like, let's do a Monday.
Each line's an hour and a half.
No, yeah, I'm not doing. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm going to have to tell you behind the air how to get off the air, how to get up to the front of the line.
Why you can't say it? Is it against the law?
Because if I tell them
everybody's
going to
be on it.
Do it. You need to.
You know, someone's going to be like, Kate, what did Tina say off the air?
It's ill, too. And we employed it, and it worked. It worked. He was right up the front. The thing that we did, it made us look VIP.
You said you had to go boo-boo? Someone had to go boo-boo?
No. You have to tell them, like, well, okay. Well, if you go to Guest Relations.
Someone's going to buy it.
Damn.
Someone's going to use it. You know.
No, I ain't going to tell. No. All the black people going to be doing it. I'm like, nope, I like to walk into the front of the
line. Someone's
going
to be like texting, like, oh, you need to do this right now.
Yeah, because we was looking like VIP. We went to that, I keep saying Panda Express, the Kung Fu Express show that they do. Mm-hmm. And it was like 100 people in there. And the guy made an announcement. Everybody, when this door opens, we first need to let this 5 people in first. And we were like, "Am." Everybody was like, "Who they fucking? Who they know?" Yeah, I was like, "Peace." And I was like, "Me and my aunt and my cousin." Like,
we gonna tell you how it goes.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh." And they let you seat first. They let you get in first, and everything is really, really dope. Yeah, fuck that fast pass shit. Yeah, it was so much money. Oh my god.
Fast pass. Is it worth it?
Yeah,
it is.
That one is too. And
I haven't been
to like
an amusement park or anything like that in years. I used to work at Disneyland.
Because we're not doing hour and a half lines.
Disneyland made me hate amusement parks.
Disneyland is boring as fuck.
They're just now serving alcohol there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we served ourselves alcohol before we attended. So, you know, pre-gaming before the Disneyland.
Poor 11-year-old's like, what's going on? What are y'all taking so long?
What are y'all doing? No, seriously. What are y'all doing? No, they was calling us too. Like, what? You drop the family off and then you go like, park the cars, they say. And then my little cousin kept calling like, where are y'all? We're like, we're parking. There's no parking spaces. We're driving around Tokyo looking for parking spaces.
Birthday. She's like, yeah. Where are y'all? Like,
yeah,
what's
taking y'all so long?
Just drinks mixing
I rolled up on. Was like, that was 2 hours ago. We was like, that wasn't no damn 2 hours ago.
Oh my God. people are funny. Because you got to get prep in anything you do. I got to hold on. We need about a half hour to get my head right.
Seriously.
Especially be around these kids.
But speaking of getting right, I see HBO and Oprah trying to get themselves right. Yes, let's talk about that. So HBO is finally admitting that they realized that was some mega bullshit.
Why?
Can you sue for defamation of character for a dead person? Like, you know, posthumously sue?
I saw the family today and they had a nice little bounce to them. They were looking stressed. The nephews, and today they were all smiley. Hey, what's up, Kate?
Yeah, even Oprah had to retract and remove those YouTube videos. You should have just mind your business.
How did she get so gassed over this?
Mm-hmm.
Of all
so
people.
So I think, you know, the black people hated her, and then the other day they said she donated, which is like fucking titty change. She was like, oh, 20,000, like
to what?
To Puerto Rico or something. I'm like, 20,000.
She's got a couple bill, right?
She had that in her titty. She was like, hold on, let me pull that out
right here.
Her
dogs eat $20,000 worth of food a year.
Yeah, I was like, 20,000 ain't doing shit for Puerto Rico, but thanks. I guess she was like, well, shoot, I lost the black people. Let me try to get the Spanish people back on my side.
Is Oprah losing it?
I never thought we'd...
She
lost all the black people with that Michael thing.
She can't relate anymore, huh?
No. She
when you're a billionaire, you can't.
Because it's like... if you got beef on your block with someone and you know that's your friend, then either you mind your business. Then just mind your business.
I just don't see where she got the game from doing it.
Yeah, like,
because
mind your business.
She don't need it. She don't need the rating. She don't need the clout.
Yeah, it was like, so why'd you do that?
What did they show her to make her think, you know what, y'all right?
Yeah, I believe that after kissing Michael's ass and being all up in his house and shit and trying to ride his carousel and then Oprah talking his shit. So
Michael won again.
Like, so, oh, you're not down with us.
All y'all who saw it, and you know I ask the question all the time, did you see the documentary?
Every week did we see the documentary.
Why would you do it?
This week, well, first, in the last few weeks, for the UK version, HBO had edited 45 minutes out of it.
See, that's
for
a bad
2 hours, so it was an hour and 15 minutes. Now they're just pulling the plug on the whole thing. Because they found out so many inconsistencies. I think they said, you know, he had sex with him at the Neverland Ranch in 92. No, in 88, but the Neverland Ranch wasn't even built to 92. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, those were like huge.
I'm kind of disappointed in HBO.
Me too. Me too.
Are you an HBO watcher?
I'm an HBO. Yes. HBO was like the first cable channel.
You know what's coming on this weekend? You know what's happening?
No. Uh-huh. What's happening? Is there a fight?
Game of Thrones. You don't watch that, huh?
Hell no. I tried it for like two episodes.
Not a lot of my black friends watch it.
I don't get it. White people love that shit. Oh my God, white people love that.
I got into it early, first season.
Oh my God. That's because you like Manchester United. Okay, white people shit.
No, wait a minute.
You do white people shit.
That's what Jamaicans are. We all
do. Are you the man?
I'm a little different. I'm a little different.
I'm from the Bronx. I went to school at Evander. That's the whole Caribbean posse. I ain't never heard of Manchester United till I watched that movie Beer Fest.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because they went to the bar and had to sing a song.
That
was
a
fake song too. Speaking of Manchester, we lost today to Barcelona, but the boys played hard.
Oh, that's why you looked mean today. You had
I had
mean,
a bad day.
That mean Jamaican face.
I sure did. You noticed it, huh?
Yeah.
I was sure.
It was Bum McClotting for sure.
And I think I had some girl flirting with me today, and I was just not feeling it.
Ooh.
I don't think I could tell when women flirt with me no more.
That's because women are just being whores, so you can't really tell anymore. And I have that problem because there's a certain someone that's around that thinks that I like them because I'm so friendly. So that is a really good topic. How do you know when a woman is flirting? Like if a woman says you look nice today, that is not a flirt. That is an observation.
No, yeah.
Unless she says,
"Cause you probably
I love the way your
the
jeans cup your balls," then that's a flirt. But if she goes, "You look nice today," that's not like, "Ooh, I want to fuck him. I want the D." Like,
oh,
where y'all be getting that from?
Man, we just need a little millimeter of positivity.
Serious. Y'all be like, "Yeah, she wants it.
She's
like,
on it."
No, I just said
boy,
you.
Boy, we lie to each other good, too. Like, boy, you know she on that, boy.
You like, no.
And she'd be like, "I can't stand him." So
yeah,
be like,
I'm not even thinking about
finally
you.
Finally, he combed his hair.
Yeah, I woke up today and I wasn't even thinking about you. Calm the fuck down. Now I'm to the point I can't even say hi to somebody. Because I'm a hugger. I like to hug.
Yeah, me too.
Talk and chat. And,
you can't hug today.
And then, yeah, now they're like, oh, shit.
Because then you're going to have people telling Sam on you.
Oh, yeah. Sexual harassment.
Boy.
Damn, I provoke somebody. That's good. No promote. What did they say? Promotion? Any promotion is good promotion. I provoked somebody.
Take my word.
I'm excited.
I was
about
proud
it.
Of you. I'm proud of you.
I pissed off white people.
Yeah, you did.
That
goes
so
a long
sensitive.
Way.
They're so sweet and sensitive.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
God.
I love white
Speaking
people.
Of pissing, did you hear Kodak? You know who Kodak
here?
Black is?
Oh, he was like pissing. I think of R. Kelly when I think of piss. So.
Kodak Black pissed off everybody.
That was really, really rude. But someone else raised a good point that so when he was like sexually, verbally, well, I think they're kind of reaching with this. They were saying that he's like sexually harassing Young Ma. Young, you know, the
rapper. No, not that.
No, but they're like, people are saying, oh, now you draw the line with that. But when he was saying he sexually charged things to her, no one canceled him out.
Oh,
and we're like, yeah, but we didn't feel like she's not a woman.
Well, I don't know why everybody.
She is a man. She thinks she's a man, so we figured she could handle that.
I love
you
her
wasn't
response.
Gonna, you know,
I know I'm a female idiot. She,
I love this. She was just
Young
like,
Ma's
yeah.
dope. I thought she would have a better career.
She is still dope. I think she's gonna
be
underrated. She reminds me of like Cassidy. Like Cassidy is so dope from Philly. And he's so underrated, and I'm like, he's so dope. Especially when you listen to these like Tatiana stupid ass songs. I'm like, yo, where's
By
Cassidy?
Blueface.
Blueface.
He's not gonna be around long, is he?
Yes, he is.
Why?
He is about to do the Long Beach show. You got to see this lineup.
Yeah, but
he's about to perform with like Jesus Christ, Moses, the Delphonics, like the greats of music. He is going to be performing with at the Snoop Dogg Long Beach show. It's like Ice Cube, N.W.A. I even think Eazy-E going to be there. Everybody's going to be there, and this dude is on the lineup.
Have a hologram
it's
of
like seriously. It's like Future, 2 Chainz, Nas. Like, it's a hell of a lineup.
These artists don't have
and
long careers.
And he's there, and I'm like,
because the fan base, they don't have long attention spans.
Oh, that's true, too. In a few more years, they'll be over that.
Well, first of all,
you'll have to evolve.
We had to, if we like music, we had to record it. So we had to put in work just to experience the music.
I know.
So that's why we love our stuff.
Hey Siri, play Boasty by Idris Elba. Like, yeah, I used to. My brother would tape it, and then I would steal his tapes, and I would get in trouble.
Idris Elba.
And then remember when the tape dragged out, and then you had to get the pencil to do that. You ever have the tape pop?
Yeah.
My dad would be like, "Oh, like, get a scissor."
And he put it back together.
Oh yeah, my dad was.
I don't have no time for that.
The Black MacGyver. Yes. What? If it's your favorite shit,
no.
Yes, you will. You tape it together. You get a piece of tape. You tape it. You line it up.
I've never seen anyone
back
do that.
Together.
I mean, I've heard rumors, but.
No, it really works. You get not some regular scotch tape. It had to be that good packing tape. My dad had a moving company. So
Dang.
It's like that good packing tape and work. Now, when you listen to the song, it just skipped a little bit.
Yeah, but
you know? But yeah.
And you still listen to it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Go buy the vinyl album or some
yes.
shit? No, not doing that.
Go boost it.
Yes. Yeah, I used to boost from my brother.
We used to boost a lot. Tapes. Let's not talk about boosted.
But no legal shit today.
But Kodak, though.
Kodak should be canceled. I mean, first of all, his music is garbage. He looks disgusting. I wish he'd wear a shirt or either do some push-ups because he looks so terrible.
I think he's a little off.
I was thinking he's probably like a little special ed. And now you can't even say that. Like, am I offending the special ed people? Yeah. Kodak, yeah.
I think he has a little bit of, it seems like, almost like Down syndrome.
I was thinking maybe he's like, yeah, Asperger's syndrome. Like, he's on the spectrum. Like, he doesn't know what things are deemed inappropriate. Like, literally, you know how people say, like, damn, he's not even in the ground yet. Like, literally, he's not even in the ground yet.
They haven't even put him in the ground.
And you want to bone his chick? And then he said, I'm going to give her a year. Like, that wasn't just her boyfriend. She'd been with him for, like, five years. She may be pregnant.
Oh.
That always happens. Like, oh, so maybe that hopefully it'll be a boy. And she'll name him Ernie.
And I love our people. They gave out free tickets and people put them online and tried to sell them.
For $500. Now, I was trying to get tickets so I can give them to my friends.
Mm-hmm. They went in minutes? An hour?
Man, I heard in like 6 minutes.
Boy.
So I'm like, you know, I mean, I ain't going to front the thought. The thought passed me by, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, I'm going to get these. If I get them, I'm going to sell them. But I didn't think of it as making money off of Nipsey. I thought about it. Just like, I got something that you weren't able to get.
Yeah, it's,
and as we do, you buy that shit off of me. You know how you're doing the hood. Yeah, it's like, sorry.
You have a one, I can get it to you.
Yeah, it's like, it's supply and demand. Sorry, you couldn't get it. I got it.
I don't know how I feel about that. I didn't think anything really too bad about it. I mean, because if someone wants to buy it, sell it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. But I guess it's the intention. Like, you went in just to purchase... Because it wasn't a purchase. They were free. You went just to order these tickets just so you could make money.
Staples Center can hold like 20,000 people.
Yeah, but they may cut it down. You remember when the Forum used to do the church in there and they put a black cloth, of it? So that's what I was thinking.
But I just don't understand. It's
only
20,000
at the whole Staples thing. Staples, 20,000. Are you sure? It's got to be more than that.
Check it. I love today's time, too.
Only because
before the show, my girl was having an argument on her social media.
Ooh.
Talking to some person about that little girl's movie.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I want to know how people feel about this. They're saying that movie Little, starring Marseille Martin, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her cute first name. It's not like La Dajanique. She's the executive producer of this movie. She has a title now. She's the youngest. First of all, she's the youngest executive producer.
Which is dope.
Then she's the youngest black executive producer. Then she's the youngest black female executive producer. She pitched this idea herself. This is her idea.
Yeah.
So I think some people thought that they put out a casting and then she went and they're trying to exploit her and over-sexualize her. It's her goddamn idea.
She wrote the movie.
Her parents said okay with it, so I feel like we should mind our business. But my homeboy Sean is upset, and I get it. He has a daughter, so I get it. You don't want them to see those things. Well, how about you just keep your daughter from seeing those things? So I can't have a drink because you don't want your daughter to become an alcoholic? Like, this is becoming too far. So
yeah, we're too
much. I can't live my life because you're afraid of what your daughter may do.
Yeah,
you watch your fucking daughter.
Teach her what's right or wrong.
So I can do what the fuck I want. So even if she saw this little girl in the movie, she does make a reference to, like, you know, having sex with a grown man. But again, it's not a little girl talking. It's the grown woman talking.
The
little girls.
People lose themselves of what the movie's
about. Yeah, I'm
like,
y'all doing too much.
Everybody's so, we too PC today.
Oh my God.
And it's like, in so many ways, we're so, like we said, we're so progressive in a lot of things. Like, you know, marijuana's legal. Homosexuality's out there. It's good.
Okay, you might be right. You might be right.
What happened?
I might be wrong. All right. Okay. 21,000. Staples Center has a capacity of 21,000 seats. The Rose Bowl is 90,000.
I knew I was right about that.
The Forum is 17,505, just in case anybody wants to be on a game show with trivia. And Madison Square Garden. So the Staples Center has more seats than Madison Square Garden, 27,89.
Well, it's newer. Madison Square Garden, they can't make it any bigger.
Oh, but the Rose Bowl, like, damn.
The Rose Bowl is the most uncomfortable venue to go to.
Oh. But wait, 20,000 for concerts and sporting events. If they do basketball or something else, 19 for basketball and 18 for ice. Yeah.
2,000 people.
Yeah, so 20.
Been in
So, so yeah, that's what I wanted. Is it 20,000 tickets? Is it 20,000 seats available for Nipsey's thing? I'd love to see how that goes.
How that would
is he going to be there? Did you see that they're going to drive him around his hood, too?
Yeah, yeah, they're
going to have a procession. They did, you know, like Aaliyah and Big back in Brooklyn.
But I don't understand. 2 hours is not enough time.
What's 2 hours?
The whole thing's supposed to be 2 hours.
Well, you want it to be like Aretha Franklin? She had three wardrobe changes, and they had to cook four different meals for the audience.
How are you going to get everybody in there, have the thing?
Because it starts at 8.
8 a.m.?
Yeah, they're asking people to be there at 8.
Oh, wow.
Get you that's sitting and stuff. So that's why I wanted to get the tickets, but I was like, I'm not committing to that. 8 o'clock, downtown Staples Center.
Oh, I
guess. First of all, you're going to have to get up at 5:30, 6
it's
o'clock.
Not gonna happen.
Just to be there at 8. Then you got to park. You know,
it's
the
a
parking.
Thursday?
Yeah. And the park, you got to pay for parking, so don't forget about that, my cheap black people, because I don't pay for parking either. I will walk, I will.
And they charge for them parking around Staples.
It's like 15, and you know it's going to be $25 or something, because they're trying to make their money off of it. The tickets were free. Someone has to pay for that. So they're like, you're going to have to charge y'all for other stuff. Probably $80 to park. Because how would, the Staples Center ain't just giving their shit for free. Like, we like Nipsey, but we got a business to run here.
How
are
they
going to
do it? They're not going to have food and all that stuff there, too. They're
who
not
going to
have
but like I know they have food at Aretha's, so who knows? Who knows? Oh, you mean like Staples Center food?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Probably, shit, the show must go on. I know you mourners are hungry.
Yeah.
Come get this hot dog and some hot chips. Yeah, so.
2 hours?
2 hours.
That's short.
But you know, it's black people, they're going to be late. It's going to run over.
Right.
So 10 or 12, I bet you, 12:37, who wants to put up a bet? Put up a wager. 12:37 is when it's going to end. It's not going to end until 12 o'clock. Please. So, yeah. Rest in peace, NMC. This is like such a terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
You liking this
happened.
Win? That win we had last night?
Oh, my God. I kind of enjoyed it,
you
though,
did?
Because I did not need to use my fan, and I'm a cheap black person.
You had you open? I thought my windows were going to fly out.
I had it cracked because those blinds were flying. The blinds, it blew one of the blinds out.
I'm going to keep it 100. I thought about praying. I thought it was the end of the world.
Really?
I didn't know what was going on. And then I went on the news. Like, oh, let me see what they're going
to
tell us. This is something.
Listen to him.
And the news
stupid.
Was like, oh, it's just a light wind. I said, they're playing
Where?
With us. They're Where? Playing with us.
Well, maybe in L.A. because, look, I was in L.A. with my friend. And then we lived out this valley. But in L.A.
And then
wasn't
I kept
really
hearing
like
shit. I was hearing boom. Boom, then I heard
oh,
some
I did,
people
heard,
screaming
like,
in my complex. I was like,
shit.
What is going on?
It was,
trees was falling down.
Yeah.
So oh,
you got
no.
all that palm tree stuff on the streets. But it still beats being in New York with the rats and the roaches and the dirty people.
Oh, we got rats and roaches in California.
I've only seen 3 roaches in my 20 years.
In 20 years of what?
Well, what type of people you hang out with? I don't
what
go to people's house with roaches.
California's a desert.
I have only seen 3 roaches.
Wow.
I saw one the other day in my house. He must have been lost.
Wow.
Because I don't have I was like, oh, no.
And people, water bugs are roaches. I don't know why I'll get to put
if
this
y'all
cute
don't
little...
stop that. They part of the water bug roach family. But how come you call it a roach? People like it's a water bug. Those are totally different things.
No,
and
they're
I
not.
Know because one night when I was a kid, I woke up in the middle
nope.
of the night. I felt like someone was on my neck and I smacked it. And it was as big as my goddamn hand. It's stupid big. A water bug is this big. A roach be like this big. Like, come on.
No.
I'll take a roach over that anytime.
I looked it up. You can look it up, too.
Well, if you go to New York, we don't use the term
New York
water bug.
Is a different animal, though.
I ain't never heard
nobody
say no water bug.
You got to understand that New York and all that East Coast, that's
no, because,
where the
listen,
first
they're
Americans
not the same
came.
Because roaches don't get any bigger. Like, if you keep the roach, they're not going to turn into that. That's the biggest they get.
I went to Grambling University one time to visit somebody. The roach is as big as my phone. I saw
that's a water bug. That's not a roach. They just look related.
Yeah,
I'm going to Google that
I
right
am
now.
Not going to let you have this water bug title. Everybody wants to call them water bugs, and they're roaches.
It's disgusting.
Just because it's... I mean, listen. Roaches... People think that you have roaches means you're disgusting. Roaches are...
They're
everywhere.
Like water and humidity and stuff, but is it a coincidence, though, when you go to Nasty People's house that they got roaches? Coincidence or not? I go to people's house in Malibu, they don't have roaches. They got other weird bugs, though. No roaches. Weird bugs.
I saw you were talking about Chris Darden.
Oh, what's the deal with that? Why are black people mad about Chris Darden?
I don't understand why they're mad
the
at
killer?
Him either.
He's doing his job.
Yeah, he's a defense lawyer.
The killer. Oh, yeah, he was the prosecutor. No.
He was a prosecutor.
He was a prosecutor before.
But now
but
he's
I
a defense.
That the OJ thing really, really, really fucked him up. So he had quit law or something like that for a while. That thing fucked him up because he really believed that he had a really good case against OJ. And then it backfired. It was their idea to introduce the glove.
Oh,
and they figured. So that's kind of one of the I'm obsessed with the OJ thing. So it was their idea. They introduced the glove to Johnny Cochran, like that idea, like we're going to introduce this glove as, you know, exhibit B or whatever. And then Johnny was like, oh, great. So we'll have him try it on. But if you notice, they had OJ try it on with a latex glove. And I'm like, why is nobody falling for this? Do you know how hard a latex, you can't put shit over a latex glove.
And then he was like,
yeah, you saw he was being retarded. Like, close your fingers. Close your fingers, Jay. It probably does fit. He's like, look, it doesn't fit. Yeah, because your fingers are stretched out, you idiot. And then, you know, it was that witness that sold the story to the Inquirer. OJ would have been underground.
Oh, I've seen that guy, too. He comes up here a few times at the station.
Really?
What's his name again?
That's exciting.
What's his name? The guy, the white dude who lived with them.
Cato.
Cato. He comes up here. I've seen him up here three times.
Oh, my God.
And then he's a comedian.
Is he?
Yeah. Ooh. Comedians. It's a weird life.
Cato Kalin.
Would you go see him do stand up?
I bet he ain't funny. Yeah, I would go support. Yeah. He didn't look funny.
I bet he ain't funny.
Look, and he's a snitch. I'd have been like, I don't know nothing. I ain't seen nothing. He was on the, come on, OJ let you stay at the fucking house. Like, probably for free because you didn't really have any money. And then I would have been like, I ain't seen nothing, y'all. I don't know nothing. He was like, yeah, at around 10:42, I did hear a strange sound outside of my window. And that's the same path that that the detective, Mark Furman, the racist cop, has said that he walked through.
Did you see, there's a movie about Mark Furman.
Really?
Is
it called nigga? Because that's his favorite word. He's
on a different level.
And that was another reason they lost the case. So it was a combination. Mark Furman, they asked him they said a rumor got started that he was racist. And they asked him they asked him on the stand, are you a racist? Have you ever said the word nigga before? And he was like, I've never said that word before. Like, I've never even heard that word before.
He wasn't just a racist, he was a sexist.
No, and they had him on tape.
He was homophobic.
He was like,
everything.
Nigga, gays.
And then he was horrible with his kids.
Yeah.
He was a horrible man.
Isn't he like part of the Ku Klux Klan? It kind of reminds me of David Duke.
Ku Klux Klan?
Down with them.
The new Ku Klux Klan that Trump says that they're fine people on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Would you let Kim Kardashian represent? No, first of all, she said that she's in school to be a lawyer, but the reading is hard.
She said that? You making that up. She said the reading is hard?
She said the reading really...
Maybe Floyd Mayweather can help her.
Oh, boy.
That he can read.
Guy. Yeah, he sure can read.
He can read very well.
He can read.
Damn, Kim. I applaud that. I mean, because you got to have something of substance. People are making fun of the Kardashians. Like, y'all are all famous because she sucked a dick. She sucked a dick and it introduced her whole family.
I think they are very. They've done well from what they
you
came
know. Kris Jenner was OJ's wife's best friend, right? Did you know that?
Yeah, they're all tight.
They were best friends.
That's why. What's her name? Khloe looked like OJ.
Yeah, she does.
She looks like OJ.
And the Kardashian. You know.
But you know, I'm not going to touch that.
She got a big OJ head, though. We'll see. Yeah, let's not start any trouble.
We already did start.
Who would want to murder as their dad, right? We want someone legendary. He was a great lawyer, Mr. Kardashian.
I always think about how many serial killers I've bumped into in this
really?
World.
You
said there's one. I've met millionaires.
1% of the world's population are serial killers, and 150 victims a year.
That's it?
At the hands of serial killers, yeah.
When was the last time we heard about
there's
a serial killer?
There's
365 days. I don't think we ever
heard
of one in a while, though.
One every 3 days.
They're
a
not really
is
in right now.
By a serial killer, not by a murderer. Now, a serial killer, multiple murders.
Did you see that lady get shot up in Hawthorne at the police station?
Oh, my God. That is so sad.
I don't understand.
Because I used to do that with my cousin.
Oh, really?
You think that is the safest place. We would meet on 161st Street by Yankee Stadium. And there's like the police, you know, you got like some little police office there. And there's a lot of police presence. And I would have thought that is the safest place.
That's madness.
I would have thought that is the safest place.
Well, it happened outside. So they're probably going to do things now. You got to meet inside now.
But I thought you did meet inside.
No, he shot her outside the station.
That's still mad gully. Like, what the police going to do to me?
Yeah, and then he got away from him a little bit. They caught his ass, though.
He got a head start. They did it for fun. It was like, give him 5 minutes.
How mad are you? How mad do you get?
I'm sorry, and my women friends, oh, I don't have any because of this. I'm sorry, women are just so diabolical and bitchy and shitty. I'm sorry.
I think it's...
Sometimes I get it. I'm not saying you should kill a woman. I'm not condoning that. But I can understand how a woman could drive a person so motherfucking crazy.
I think people just don't think about the end game. Like, what's going to happen at the end of this?
Yeah, they obviously don't. Like for example, the killer of Nipsey. Like, wow, in 2 days, I'm already going to be in jail for $7 million bail, which I cannot afford $7 of.
And he's still...
You're an idiot.
They'll never put him in general population.
He's in private custody?
Of course. Oh. He can't be around nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Yeah, because you killed someone in your own gang, so the other people are going to turn on you. Well, you're a Crip, and you killed another Crip. So other Crips are like, word, so then there's no loyalty, then you can't blame me.
This man...
For hurting you.
He started a gang truce. You know that's serious.
That is huge. The second one. I mean, not to take fame from him, but I think a lot of these young millennials don't realize that there was one in 93, 94.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they don't. No, it's all about now.
And everyone is like, oh, and because of him, he did this truce. And I'm like, I'm 40. This is the second one. And if you listen to Kendrick Lamar, he says it in one of his songs. They killed my cousin back in 94. Fuck your truce. That's my song. Mad City. Yeah.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Compton.
This weekend, this guy... He wanted my attention for some reason. I'm at the bar, sitting by myself, and I'm just drinking.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow. We want your attention.
He was just like, hey, come over here and drink with us. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Free drinks.
Well, he's like,
was he white? Because white people love free.
He was Italian. He said, I'm from New Jersey.
I love white people. They be like, they always buy free drinks.
Yeah, but he wasn't like that. He was all tatted up, and he was like, come over here and drink with me. And I was like, nah, I'm good. He's like, oh, you hear me? Come on over here. I was like, listen, man, I'm sitting over here by myself. Leave me alone.
Why are you being such an aggressive stranger?
Right. Then I can hear him saying, oh, you think you're tough? And I was like, you know what?
Is this going to be a bar fight?
Exactly.
Is this how bar fights start? This is how they
start.
Think you're tough?
So in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have to hit him with a bottle.
Why didn't you tell him I'm a serial killer and I haven't killed in 2 days? And you know, we kill every third
day. I don't want to tell him
that,
Tina. I don't want to tell him that. But see, my mind thought, the only way I was going to deal with him was, either someone's going to hit him with a bottle or the police was going to come. Not by me, but the bar's going to call him. So I dipped
juicy.
Out. I said, whatever. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going home.
Oh, wait. This just in. So the memorial service for Nipsey Hussle will be live on Fox 11.
Oh, it's Fox 11.
Yes. Fox 11. I love Fox 11.
Someone's going to show
California
out.
Channel. I'm sure there will be other broadcasts on other channels, but this is the one I saw.
Someone's going
to
show
Someone
out.
Someone said, plus I like Channel 11. That's what I was about to say. Plus I
Channel
like.
Channel 5 is my
so,
favorite.
So, yeah, Christine Devine. I love Christine Devine. What a sexy
matter of fact,
girl.
One of the girls from Channel 11 is in trouble with that the guy who owns Microsoft or some shit.
Amazon.
Is it him? And then Trump and them. He thinks that they got the picture of her and him and from his phone. I don't know how they did.
Tell me this. I don't know.
Oh my god, I'm not doing.
Oh, get it right. I need to know.
Fox 11 lady with a millionaire or some shit, billionaire. And basically, they were having an affair. Someone broke into his information, hacked him, and he thinks it's something to do with Russia because he talks so much about Trump and all them. And he says, Trump told people to hack me and put my business out. So they got pictures from his phone.
Ooh, wait, Fox 11.
Is that newscast?
Is he a billionaire or a millionaire?
Billionaire. He owns something crazy.
Got it.
So basically,
Fox 11 and a billionaire.
Tell me it don't.
Not finding anything using that stuff.
Say Fox 11 female golly, what's her name? She's a Hispanic lady.
The world's billionaires are growing 2.5 billion richer.
I'm not doing a good job at this. Hold on.
Yeah, you suck. Real
bad. Yeah, this is what it's come to. People on social media.
Yeah, I need to know that story.
Oh, my God. My.
I'm like, is that the Amazon story? Because the Amazon guy, Jeff, was cheating on his wife for a woman that was cheating on her husband. And now that it all came out, then that's it.
Yeah.
That's Amazon, dude. Yeah, and then his wife's going to be like the richest D4C.
Yeah, I think that's it.
The world's third richest divorcee. And I thought that, who was that? What's the little golf dude? Tiger Woods' wife. She got like $234 million. I thought that was a lot.
Ellen,
this girl's going to get like $3 billion.
It's not coming up. Why is it not
coming
up?
Dealing with his shit. Because he is the Amazon dude, and he got props.
Okay, here it is. Okay.
And they pulled it
former,
down.
Former Fox News anchor dating Jeff Bezos. Lauren. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Her name is, what's her name? Here's her picture.
She beautiful. It don't even matter because pussy ain't got no face. Oh, Lauren Sanchez? He was fucking Lauren? Lauren's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, he was getting some of that Spanish stuff?
But
somehow
he thinks it's a big conspiracy.
Come on. I see why he did that. Oh, my God. What? She's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, but they, he
She's
thinks he got hacked.
A billionaire? Get it, bitch. Get it, bitch. She ain't never trying to work again. I like that. Wow. Well, I hope that pussy was worth $3 billion.
Are they doing?
Because that's how much.
I heard Eddie Murphy's doing a movie.
Splitting. Yes, Coming to America. They just, it's
Do we
like,
want to see that?
Hell yeah.
I want to see Eddie do a stand-up.
Me too.
Because people
I
need to know how
that.
Funny he is.
Yeah, I totally miss that. I don't think he has it in him anymore. But I would definitely want to see that Coming to America. I remember going to see it. I lived in Oklahoma, and it was like 1988. I went to go see it. I think it came out in June.
Was it 88?
Yeah, I remember because I ain't had shit else to do in Oklahoma but go to the movies.
Look at this win.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's about to start. Is it about to kick ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, them trees about to fall. Yeah, so that's going to be super exciting seeing Arsenio. Oh. I mean, come on, them two together. And I'm glad that they didn't try to replace it because you know that How High movie, they put like DC Fly and like some other.
Oh, yeah. Young
DC
Yachty?
Fly ain't the cornball, but the other dude, some
Yachty?
Cornball dude. Yeah, Lucy,
did it come out?
I don't know.
Is it on MTV?
I'm not even checking for it. It better come on BET.
I think it came up on this past weekend.
Like, where's all the creativity? Like, they just gonna redo every fucking thing? Like, are they gonna redo Juice? So let's redo Juice now.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a marathon this week. Juice?
Yeah, I mean, if they gonna redo How High, let's redo Juice.
Yeah, but they didn't pick the right people for How High.
No, it was corny as fuck.
Because the Redman and Method Man is iconic.
Yeah, I'm like, even if they were still in it as, like, the uncles and... Then, like, maybe their kids were the How High people or something. I don't like a remake unless you somehow incorporate the old person in it. And then, to me, that makes it funny. You're like, oh, my God, that's the dude. Yeah, so I'm totally not going to see that. And I remember going to see How High. The soundtrack was dope as fuck, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
God, Tupac, My Block. Yeah, that was shit.
So I'm doing a marathon this
weekend. Oh, a marathon through bitches or like on the street?
I can't do it.
You running through women?
No, I'm actually, we're doing it. It's a relay marathon from Huntington Beach to San Diego.
On your feet?
Right. And you know, I don't train. But everybody does relays, though. So
I'll meet you at the closest bar.
Everybody does,
like,
pint. Like you might do 3 miles this leg, or you do a mile that leg, and they break it up.
And then you sit down? What do you mean?
Well, you sit in so you give the baton to somebody, and you sit in the van.
And then they're going to drive you?
We drive to the next station. Really? But there's a bunch of people on the team.
That's fun.
Yeah,
how'd you get down with that? That's something nice to do.
Through a friend of a friend, and yeah, this is going to be the third year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I
end up doing a lot of driving,
though.
You do? Thank you.
Yeah, that is huge.
Oh, my team is awesome.
It's good for you.
I'm the dead weight. I'm the dead leg.
You're the dead
weight. Oh, no. Aww. Complains too much of this. Too much.
No,
I turn to
I'm
going to
give you some of my ibuprofen 800 before you go.
I will have the ibuprofen. I'm going to have the
Icy Hots.
I'm going to have that. I'm going to have a little cannabis, something, get me through.
Something kissing. Yeah.
But
definitely.
At the end, we can drink as much beer we want. So that's the motivation.
Ooh.
I'm going to get lit. And then I got to come home and watch Game of Thrones.
I was about to say, how are you going to get home?
We're having a Game of Thrones party. You got to check it
out. How are you getting home? Are you taking an Uber? Are you going to be responsible?
No. Someone's driving me.
Oh, okay.
One of the people. Oh, my roommate's coming in.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
GOT. I can't believe people watch that shit.
Watch. I got invited to a party where they dress up the whole house. They're doing the whole house. They make it look like a castle. They have all the banners from the different characters. I cannot wait.
Oh my God.
Right. It's
That's
real.
It's like Harry wait Potter till you see the pictures for adults.
About... Yeah, it is. But you know, Game of Thrones people are very, for example, if I brought you and you've never seen anything, you cannot say a word. You can't say, who's that?
Oh, I wouldn't. That's fucking annoying. That's girly shit. I hate girls.
People do that. You'll be asked to leave.
What's that? No, then fucking Google who's that. Who's the blonde bitch?
You can't even. And there's going to be food and set up. I don't know if I'm going to dress up, though.
I think you should.
There's no black characters in it, though.
Just for
that's the only
fun.
Thing. There's not one.
Oh, speaking of a party, that's what I'm doing this weekend. Oh, wait. What day is your thing? Because
Friday till Sunday.
Well, Sunday night, my boy Kwame from the Polka Dot fame.
His name is Kwame?
No, he is Kwame. Remember Kwame?
I'm singing in the song. Oh. They call him Kwame. Is
oh,
it?
Okay. I'm lost.
Babe in the Woods.
Yeah, so he's having a party downtown on Grand.
Really?
I was just about to ask about
special ed. Where's special ed?
I forgot you brought that up. Yeah, you should go with me. I just asked him, can my co-host go with me Sunday night?
Ooh, I got a
poke
it out.
It's a few people's birthday. It's a 90s bash. They're hoping people dress up in the 90s attire.
I guess
but a DJ Wiz from Kid and Play.
Yeah.
And it's Kid's birthday. So it's DJ Wiz's birthday, Kid's birthday, and Kwame's birthday. Yeah, so it's going to be all the old heads. So I figured I'd invite the old person, you. All the old heads are going to be
Man, I could dance for about an hour.
Yeah, we're going to do that little kick leg thing from Class Act. Yeah, so that'd be fun.
People don't even dance like that. How do they dance these days?
Oh, I'm going to ask him. So are we going to have cell phones? Because we didn't have cell phones in the 90s.
There will be cell phones.
Please stop.
Some people got children.
I can't stand that shit with that phones and shit. No, but this, you being a party. Have you been in a party and people just be on the phones like this? Like, you can't even meet anybody because people are in a party on their phones. Like, really?
I don't go to clubs. I only go to bars.
Then don't come out.
I'll go to a club because you invite me. I'll be your guest, but I'm all about bar scene.
Well, it's not a club. My bad. It's like a little bar thing. It's called like Seven Lounge.
That sounds fun. Seven Lounge.
On 7th and Grand.
Damn, I would love that.
And don't be just rolling up, people. Okay, you need an invite.
I'm gonna keep it 100. It's Game of Thrones night. I can't.
Really?
Listen, they've made us wait an extra 8 months. Because they're going to make this final season.
Okay, well,
epic.
I wanted you to know that you're my first choice. So if I take someone else, I don't want you to feel like I
appreciate it.
On you.
Oh, trust me. I know the spot's already taken.
Yeah. No, it's not. I really want you to go.
Please.
We need to be out networking.
Any day you don't come around, people will be like, so why are you here, Casey? I'll be like,
oh my God.
I'm about to do the show. Like, where's Tina? I'm like, she's not feeling well. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Everybody be like, Even Sam was like, no, Tina.
Look, and I'm not feeling well today, but I was like, I was in the car hyping myself up. Like, take your ass.
There's a lot of people sick these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people
sick.
This
mic. This mic's so big.
I know.
Ooh, and black. I'm sorry.
You're going to get that lady mad at you again. I'm mad at I'm about to go do the poke the bear. Like,
So I didn't get in trouble, and I want you to listen to me on air, make fun of you. I wish I remember her name. I bet her name is Karen or Catherine or some shit.
I bet it's Sheila.
Hey, guys, look, I got white in my heritage, so I'm not being racist, okay?
I have none in my heritage.
No, my family were slave owners, unfortunately.
Shame.
Yeah, we've done the history through Ancestry. Well, we already knew this
stuff.
I want
to do that.
Ancestry.
You're just going to say Kingston.
No, but it confirmed everything we knew. So I think it is definitely accurate because I already knew all that stuff.
Wow.
Plantation in North Carolina. I even know the name of the plantation. And all, like, it's amazing the stuff you found
on
Ancestry.com.
I'm going to do that.
I signed up. I can help you. I'll give you my passcode. Yeah, I think you stepped on my Jordan. Spike Lee style. It's about to be beef. Thank you. Oh, wait. Yeah, they paint too. No, but you know, I use 3M Scotch Guard and shit. So.
Do you?
Yeah, it just rolls right off. Oh my God!
We're out of time, Tina.
Over? No, I could talk all day about nothing.
Well, next week I'm gonna tell you about the marathon.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a guest.
Pathetic I am. Yeah, you gonna have a guest?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Popping.
Yes.
I had a guest too, but I'm gonna cancel him because you're
no.
Guessing. No.
Okay, when I forget mine.
No.
Let's
do them
together.
It's your guest.
Really?
Yeah. You gotta do it.
Okay, that's cool. So
I love this. I love this time, man.
I love this channel.
I know. I want to provoke
LA
people.
Talk Radio.
My goal is to piss somebody off.
Yes. And take this number down so y'all can call in.
Yeah,
next
the
week.
Number is 323-203-0815. I'm gonna put it on our
0815. Okay, social I'm gonna media. Do that too. I want people to call in and ask questions and talk shit or curse me out or whatever.
Please
you think
do.
I'm saying inappropriate because I know I say inappropriate shit.
Like, and I'm Casey, and I'm inappropriate, and she is
Tina Lorraine, and
we're out.
Ow.
Yeah, we gotta post. Oops.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.